Now, are you looking to for some new music to add to your rotation? Perhaps something a little eerie for Halloween season? Well, we have you covered here. The brilliant Lindsay Vassallo. Vassallo.
Don't worry, everyone's getting it mispronounced.
Has put together an incredible mix for tonight on the Sound Pit, 11 p.m. on this station to us, yeah? From electronic horror to eerie lo-fi, the eclectic licks. A mix will have you have something for you, something for everyone, I'm sure. Now, to tell us more, Lindsay joins me. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Eleanor. How are you?
I'm good. Now, the mix has such a variety of artists and genres. I have heard of one artist on this list. How hard was it for your selection process?
For me, well, I've been into archiving music for quite some time, and along with other media. So I'm actually part of an online group known as Lost Wave, and we try to dig up a lot of like very highly obscure out of print songs that need an identification with an artist or a name. And along the process, especially being a part of a member of this group for about like a few years now, I managed to find a lot of these songs through that community, and I thought they are such bangers that they need to be shared with the wider community. And since they're also Halloween, and it's Halloween, thought it'd be the perfect festive season to do so.
Well, yeah, you're at the right time, and that's with Cody on a Wednesday. Just in case you thought that sounded familiar. Now this playlist blends some cult horror soundtracks, outsider music, in eerie electronic tracks, creating an almost uncanny nostalgia. What's the overall tone of the whole mix?
Very good question. For me, I wanted to do something that wasn't just like straight up sharing songs and just giving guiding you through with a familiar voice, as much as my voice is wonderful. Of course. But in all seriousness, no, I thought I also do like audio producing with FBI Radio, and I thought this would be a good exercise to showcase more of a sound collage. So you're going to be hearing a lot of songs, but in the midst of it, there's also going to be interludes and excerpts from like found audio recordings I've collected over the years, and also some horror films as well. So it's going to be like this weird psychedelic trip into the spooky and the unknown, and it's done in a way that feels very analog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of different vibes in the song selection, from psychological horror to supernatural. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, that's so hard to say. For me, I think one of my favorite ones, I think, is also a personal one there too. There's one by this very mysterious Canadian band from Ontario back in the 80s called Tense Pest. And they had a song called Ripper in Red, which I also found for Lost Wave. And there's not much we know about this band, but they have this very, it's almost like Bauhaus type of post-punk vibe to them. And the very foreboding lyricism and vocals really add to that eeriness. And yeah, it's the only known recording we have of this band, and that's one of them.
Okay, rightio. Yeah. And just out of interest, you know, what got you interested in all these type of, you know, lost music? And, you know, do your parents, you know, were they into punk or like strange music or taste?
I'm definitely the black sheep of the herd.
Okay.
So I definitely didn't get it from them. They're more into
prog rock.
Prog rock, Fleetwood Mac. That's why my name.
Okay. Oh, that's why your name's Lindsay.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, but no, like they were still very musically invested people. And I sort of shared that interest when it came to analog media. They collected a lot of vinyl LPs, and I started doing the same. And I also just did the same with VHS collecting. I got 600 tapes in my collection, and I found out that a lot of these tapes held a lot of very valuable content that's not anywhere online or in an accessible place. So I thought it would be good to teach myself how to digitize and, you know, share these very obscure tracks with the public, because I always think that there's some incredible songs that just people don't know about, and giving a chance for them to hear them just kind of feels a lot more engaging to me and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite track that you can give us a little teaser
Oh, yes, I already have one today for you all. This one is, I got a bit of a story with this one.
Okay.
I guess it's a bit mythical. But this one is by a Lakeport, California band known as the Graveyard Five. They were a very obscure band that ran for 2 years back from 67 to 69. They only released one single, and it's a single we're going to be playing. But essentially, they were called the Graveyard Five, but they're a four-piece band. The reason why they were called the Graveyard Five is because during their live performances, they'll bring a coffin on stage, and that was their unofficial fifth member. And they had all these, but they had this single released on Stanco Records, and straight after that, a whole bunch of misfortunes came with the band. They were about to release an album and another single, but then their lead vocalist and guitarist, Lewis Schreiner, whilst I believe it was on holiday in Florida, went on a bad trip with LSD and then destroyed the entire master records and the studio equipment. And then afterwards they disbanded, and following this all the band members ended up having their own misfortunes. Like one got burnt, another one got arrested, and I believe one just disappeared. So it's very much the it's that band that made one single and then they all
okay.